Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi there. We are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to talk about high school nicknames. And Maitland, you had sent along this comedian, Catherine Blanford, appears to be her name. And she's talking about high school nicknames, because it doesn't usually carry over. I mean, if you have your whole circle of friends, maybe your whole life, it might, yeah. I suppose. But most people move on and nobody knows what it is.
And it usually comes, I feel like, from something either stupid that you did in high school or something embarrassing. Mm-hmm. And then you tell your adult friends later in life, like, yeah, you know, my friends called me Dingle Fritz because I dingled. I don't know.
I remember this guy when I was in college. He was trying to get his high school nickname to like stick in college too, because he was like the big, he was the stereotypical football player jock, like big and jacked and like drove a big lifted Bronco.
Like still wore his varsity jacket all throughout college.
Yes. And his nickname in high school was Superman. So he wanted people to call him Superman because, you know, oh, it's just what people call me. It's how I identify. And like his stupid Bronco had this big Superman logo on the back window.
Oh, God.
Of course, his name was Darius.
Yeah, you try to carry that stuff along and your nickname becomes like stupid.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever.
Well, this comedian definitely did not want this nickname to follow her, but it turned into a fantastic story.
Pick a sport, any sport, you can play it, we'll support you. So I picked cross country because it was the closest thing to being a horse.
Okay.
I thought she was going to say whore at first.
Yep.
And I started running these cross country races, and then a mile in each race I would remember, oh yeah, I hate running. And so I would fake pass out. I got so good. I did it a lot. I did it so much. I got a nickname on the team. My nickname was DNF. Because that was my time on the timesheet. It said Catherine Blanford time DNF. You can say it. Did not finish. That's right. And all the girls made fun of me. They were so mean on my team. They'd be like, ooh, there goes DNF. You going to take your pillow to the starting line, DNF? And they all made fun of me. And then we grew up. And now I'm Facebook friends with them. And I see their husbands. Who's DNFing now, Hillary?
I love her. She's so pretty.
My God.
Did y'all have an embarrassing high school nickname?
I didn't. I know of.
Oh, I definitely did.
No, not really. I mean, I had like a one-off nickname that people would mention a couple times, but I can't say what it was anymore because societal norms have changed a lot since the late 80s and early 90s.
Gotcha.
And, I will say this. That was back in an era where no matter what you were into, it ended with the F slang for gay. I mean, that's just what it was. It was like, you're a wrestling F, you're a choir F, you're a band was the big one. And then when I became drum major, it was actually one of my teachers. and one of the greatest guys I've ever known, like, talk about a guy who doesn't have a mean bone in his body, not bigoted at all. But it was, again, a different era. So he goes, oh, so you're in band, but now you're drum major. So I guess that makes you a major F. And I go, but we all thought it was funny.
Well, yeah, it's like in The Hangover when they're paging Dr. F.
I go, I guess it does. And so it wasn't like one that every day I heard it, but came up a couple of times.
I tried to make one happen.
Oh. For yourself?
It was a really stupid one. we were redoing the carpet in our basement, which is where my bedroom was, and I got to pick it out. So I picked out this really cute shag carpet, and my mom was like, "Oh, this is so cute, this shag carpet. Oh, you should make your nickname Shaggy."
Shaggy.
And I told like two people. I was like, "Yeah, my nickname's Shaggy now."
All right.
Oh my gosh.
And they looked at me and they said,
"No, it's not.
You can't make your own nickname." And they were like, "Also, that's stupid.
Especially one that's not based on anything."
Literally, only people who ever came to my house would know that I have shag carpet. And right. Also, we were in seventh grade. They don't care about shag carpet.
No. Is there?
Hey, you go to Maitland's house, you see that new shag carpet she's got in her room?
Is there any way that your mom didn't try to traumatize you?
The more I think about it, the less I can confidently answer that question.
This is a great nickname for you.
Yeah. She's like, I never want her to leave home. Make it so she has no friends. Yeah.
Oh, man, this text from the Upper Peninsula. My name is Hunter, and my friends switched out the H with a C, and that was my nickname all through high school.
That's awesome.
Cute.
I love creative. That. Tommy, did you have one?
I didn't, but for many years, I tried to get TJ to work because my middle name is Jordan. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We got two TJ wannabes in here.
I wanted to be TJ so bad.
At least Tommy, you know.
Yeah, at least you're stolen valor.
Well, my best friend growing up, his initials were TJ, and I was always so jealous. And I remember we were, he actually did something similar to Maitland where he tried to. He already had a cool nickname. Mm-hmm. He was already TJ, but he tried to make it cooler. So in elementary school, we had our art teacher was like the stereotypical hippie art teacher, like wore the long flowing things and like was always sketching. And like she was just very, very much an art teacher. So every day in class, she would give the assignment and then she would take one student and she would have them like come over, sit next to her desk, and she would do like a chalk drawing of them.
Ooh.
And then give the student that chalk drawing. And she'd always put their name in these cool like bubble letters or whatever. So mine would say, it would be picture of me sitting there and it would say it's Steve down the side in these fancy letters. Well, he got his drawn. This is my friend Todd, whose nickname wasn't really TJ, but he made it TJ. And then when she drew him, he was like, "Hey, instead of just saying Todd or TJ, can it say TJ Maxx with two X's?"
Oh, like the store.
Like the store. Oh, it's like, God. Dude, you already have a cool nickname. That's not
that's
fair.
That's making it decidedly uncool.
Bro, save some Riz for the rest of us.
Getting two X's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like an extreme version of a discount store. Like, oh, man. That's no good. Tommy, you wanted to be TJ and it just wouldn't stick, huh?
No, I tried to so hard because then I like was like, oh, I can start when I'm, because this is when Facebook, I first got my first Facebook account and I got super into Farmville and I was like, I needed an online alias for that. I was like, this is where I can start it because no one can say otherwise. I'm TJ. And then I hated seeing the name. Oh, go check out TJ's Crops all over the place. I didn't like that. So then I dropped TJ.
Mm.
Yeah, didn't work.
Person writes, let's see. In junior high, I was called NASA Nose because you guessed it. I have a big nose.
It's got its own atmosphere.
I guess it was like a little rocket.
Oh, no.
My last name gave me a lot of nicknames just because my last name is Cheeseboro. So Kelly Cheese or Cheeseburger was always one. I was also called Swiss Cheese because my brother Kyle was already cheese at school. So they would call me Swiss, like Swister. Mm-hmm. Is what they would say, like, that's sister cheese.
Honestly, that's kind of cool.
That was fun. I really liked that one. That one only stuck, though, for a couple years, and then my brother graduated, and I went back to being Kel or Kels. Everybody called me Kels. But then everybody found out I was a virgin, and they called me Kelly Tease. That really kind of
sucked. That's well done.
Yeah.
That is a finely constructed nickname.
Yeah, Kelly Tease. And I was like, this is not cool, man. And all the kids were like, oh, there's Kelly Tease. There's Kelly Tease. And I was like, I can't be a slut. I'm only a slut for Jesus. Because at the time I was like really big into church. So I was like, no, I can't do that.
But you showed them.
I sure did. I said, wait a second. This is fun.
This text from Flint: when I was in high school, the varsity baseball team gave me the nickname Seaman because my last name is Lehman.
Oh,
yeah, those are the rhymes with ones are those are the tough ones to avoid. I mean, if you have a name that in any way can easily be twisted into a swear word or a body part.
Oh, man, this one in Nashville. I grew up with the Austin Powers movies. One of my friends, in quotes, took to calling me fat bastard for this and other reasons. I haven't spoken to him in 15 years. I think that's a good idea. Good plan.
That's not even a nickname at that point. That's just mean.
We got this one too. Mine was Bullfrog. I would chug a bottle of ginger ale and let out the biggest, longest burp.
I would love to go by Bullfrog. That's so cool.
You want to start calling you Bullfrog?
Yeah, whenever I turn my mic on in the booth, just
I don't think I like that.
Oh. All right, let me try again.
a
second time.
Sounded so authentic. This person: when I was 7, my dad decided to start calling me after the Budweiser dog. So to this day, I'm 41 and almost all my friends call me Spud.
Oh, Spud McKenzie. Oh,
Spud is good.
He's amazing. Spuds. America's party dog.
Spuds.
I have friends now that I remember their nicknames in high school, that if I saw them at the 20-year reunion, which just passed for my class, or if I saw them in person, I would definitely call them by their nickname still. Like, there's this one kid, his name is James, but everybody called him Scooter. And it's because he used to scoot all the time when he was little. Mm-hmm. And they'd all gone to school together, like, their whole lives. So if he was in gym, he'd sit and you'd ask him, like, hey, James, come over here. And he'd scoot. And so they just called him Scooter. And it was like, to me, that's like the cutest nickname. But he was also kind of short. So I don't know if that, I feel like that nickname made him stay short.
Like, he really believed it.
Yeah,
I like never seen Scooter. A tall guy named Scooter.
I know, right?
No,
but I
no
love
tall
that.
Scooters.
It was always Scooter. I love that nickname. I'm like, that's kind of cute.
My best friend Bill and I used to give people nicknames, but they never knew they had nicknames. It was just between the two of us. Every year, we would get our yearbooks, and we would deface his yearbook, and it was a great amount of fun. And so we would go through. And I had a class of like 325 people, which meant the school had like 900 or 1,000 people. Jeez. And we would give every teacher, every kid, all nicknames under
everyone
under their pictures. Yeah. So, I mean, some of them would be like Stick Shift and Grommet and Butt Lips, things like that. We had one. My favorite one to this day was Infectious Mr. Fudgy. I mean, oh my God, so many nicknames.
What is the backstory?
And we're the only ones who have ever seen it.
What's the backstory with the Infectious Mr. Buttlips?
No, Infectious Mr. Fudgy.
Sorry, my bad. Yeah.
Come on, Tommy, get it right.
Yeah, Buttlips was his own person. Yeah, don't try to. There was no real background other than it just looked like a good nickname for him. Just the way the guy's face was. He had, I don't know, just that kind of a face. There was another guy that his nickname was Beefer because he just looked like he ate a lot of beef. He had kind of a fat, round, greasy face. Yeah. He was Beefer.
You've always had a knack for nicknames. You carried that over into your career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, signed Rat Face Bathwater.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
This text from West Michigan. My maiden name was Richard. I had an older brother, so I was Little Richard to our gym teacher. Then it turned into Little Dick to all the other kids.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. It's only a matter of time. If there's Richard, it's going to be Dick. I mean, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.